Stop 7, Pudding Stone and Pine Stand. The rope guide continues along the trail on the left, but this next stop will take you off the trail for a short side trip. Directly opposite the round bead on the rope guide, there is a short spur trail leading to the pudding stone. Turn 90 degrees from the rope to find the side trail. The gravel trail is 30 feet long and brings you to a very large rock outcropping. This is the pudding stone.
When you reach the pudding stone, feel its texture, appreciate its size, and take this moment to learn about this large and unusual geologic feature here in the middle of this woodland. How did it get here? Geologically speaking, pudding stones were formed a billion years ago in northeast Canada. Pudding stone first formed in river channels, and during the Ice Age, they were pushed down through New England by the glaciers. The lighter color is quartz sand, which has cemented itself together over millions of years. Mixed with it, it is a combination of other pebbles and stones of various sizes, shapes, and colors. Some may even contain fossils. All this makes pudding stone a conglomerate rock consisting of a mixture of different, irregular-sized grains and pebbles that will vary in color from red to brown and pink to purple. Tightly cemented pudding stone was quarried locally, and many of the major Boston buildings built in the early 1900s have pudding stone foundations. You may be wondering why this is called pudding stone. It is said to be named for the English pudding it closely resembles. Traditionally served on Christmas Day since medieval times, this boiled pudding, also called plum pudding or plum duff, contains lots of chunks of dried fruit. If you're wondering what the pudding looks like, just look at this pudding stone. Behind the pudding stone is the pine stand. This symmetrical stand of pine trees harkens back to the days when firewood heated the many rooms of the old sanitarium, later called the Provincial House or Castle, at La Salette. This five-needle pine growing here is the most common and largest evergreen tree in New England. It was not unusual for early colonists to find trees growing in excess of 150 feet tall. The white pine's impressive size was complemented by its importance in our early history. The massive trees were used to make masts for sailing ships. At one point, the King of England decreed ownership of all white pines larger than 24 inches for His Majesty's Royal Navy. White pine was emblemized on the first flag of the Revolutionary Forces. Although the largest white pines are long gone, the tree's contribution to the New England landscape has not diminished. Do you hear a sound like this? Gray squirrels react to our intrusion into their territory with loud chattering. It's fairly easy to know a squirrel is nearby. Listen for the loud crashing of branches as they travel through the underbrush or boldly leap from branch to branch in the pine trees overhead. Squirrels are active year-round. In fall, they gather nuts for winter, burying them in shallow caches. In winter, they will dig up the nuts when they're hungry.